30 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
This reminds me a little bit of when we had Robin Hugh Bowen, who is probably the world's greatest practitioner of the Welsh triple-strung harp, play in Madison. And I was having such a good time at intermission because I had arranged the concert and I knew everybody in the audience. And after a really long time, I realized that as the arranger of the concert, it was my job to blink the lights. Oh, no!
Yeah.
Poor Robin was probably backstage going, oh, my God, this is the longest intermission, the longest intermission of his life.
Yeah.
But to his credit, he has the same strings that I have, plus three times as many, because on this triple strung harp, there are two outside rows and an inside row.
So he has, How do they
reach in between to get the sharps and flats. I actually have no idea how he does it. And that's why I invited him to Madison, because I wanted to see how he could do it. And after he'd been here, I'm going, I have no idea how he did it.
The visual challenge of seeing the strings.
Oh, I know.
Strings is
it's very difficult. I'm going to play one piece by myself, and then Dean and I are going to do a piece together because we thought it would be so romantic for Valentine's Day. But this is Bonnie Portmore, arranged by Lorena McKenna. Rottenburg, and it's got to be German because it has Erste Harfe and Zweite Harfe. Correct pronunciation being.
Well, Rottenburg is a small town on the romantic road in Germany, so it's very appropriate for Valentine's Day.
Anyway, I'm the first harp and he's the second harp. not to be mistaken with second fiddle.
Thank you.
upside down.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
So, in any case, I'm the first. And it's called My Funny Valentine. I just want to make it clear that there's no reference to anybody present tonight. Because it's not the most complimentary to me. If you know the words.
My funny Valentine.
Atomic Valentine.
Sing-along sheets, and I have to explain something. I think all of you know me, so you know that in addition to running Orange Jamboards, I write medical terminology textbooks. And
so there's
in,
a bonus.
In keeping with Prairie's green sanctuary, we are reusing, we use every piece of paper. So there will be a quiz afterwards. This is the chapter on the brain.
Not too surprisingly, all of my notes, my finance committee stuff, all has music on the back.
I seem to vaguely remember Barb singing this song at one point, but I should explain that I believe Maureen McGovern determined or was discovered that two songs could be sung together. And I don't know if you know who she is, but she has sung on Prairie Home Companion a number of times. And she's got a wonderful, long, loud, strong voice, and she's very boisterous and sings beautifully. And I think she discovered that you could sing these two songs together, When You Wish Upon a Star and Somewhere with a Rainbow. So the transitions are there. It's pretty easy, but you just have to, especially when you get to the very last part, remember that you're going back to When You Wish Upon a Star. So we'll give it a try.
So are we singing it together?
Yeah, let's all sing it together.
Do we sing the two songs? Oh, you mean, yeah. They go one after the other, just like I
It just flows. It just flows into
All right.
Okay.
Sure.
So we'll start.
Simultaneously.
Yeah, it just flows. So we'll start with When You Wish Upon a Star.
I mean,
just follow the words. You have the words, yeah. Okay. Everybody knows When You Wish Upon a Star, I hope.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me get the... I'll get a little beginning going here. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I won't get a little beginning. Maybe we'll just go ahead and start. Okay. Here's the beginning.
Wish upon a star. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for singing.
Let's see, you can test these around.
Several.
I'd have about 10 or 12.
Get any up here?
No, they're coming.
Backwards. Thank you, spelling, doesn't it? Well, I'm taking a bluegrass class, and I went to my first class, and so this was a song they gave us. And so I'm trying to learn it, and I practiced a lot over the last few days, so now my voice is hoarse. So that's my excuse. And so,
the chorus? Or
yeah, where the stars are. Just in case you don't know this song, then it gives you a chance to learn it. I'll have to figure out where I start. Twould be better. I think I could be in the high pitch. Twould be better for us. Let me start over. See, I don't know it very well. Twould be better for us both had we never.
Thanks.
Yeah, these are from the class. Oh, wait, this is new. Let's see. It must be in here. And it's called The Girl I Left Behind Me.
Oh, yeah.
So I've only had this for 3 days, too, and I didn't really know it, so we'll see if I can even play it.
Fairing Stranger, and they always call these folk ballads, so I don't know who wrote it.
Folk.
Folk. Don't go too slow. Thank you.
And they're all songs that are arranged so that the accompaniment is a melody of its own, and you just
yeah.
solo with it.
It's
and also
with
James Fairoldhouse did that one, and I especially liked his.
When we were students, we had an Afrikaner professor, and we all knew Maria Miranda songs, and we used to sing them at picnics. And we loved to sing them in the car, in any other place. So we'll first we'll sing...
I
think of my garden as the sun goes down, the sun goes down, the sun goes down. I think of my garden as the sun goes down, way down behind the mountains. I ride,
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 ride all night. The moon is bright, the moon is bright. I ride, a ride, a ride, a ride, a ride all night.
Well,
I'll get there in the morning. And so on. And then, this is a song I was hunting through my songbook sheets and found this one that we hadn't sung for a long time. Nelly wanted
frogs.
I'm singing
this.
You're
going to sing it a lot.
It's a girl's song. Nelly wanted frocks to show off to her friends. The dresses that she wore were full of darns and mends. Then came old Johnny Huckabee, Huckabee, Huckabee. He fell for her, did Huckabee, and swore his wife she soon would be. Though Nellie was so poor, she still had lots of pride. She said with a name like his, I'd really want to hide. His name does not appeal to me, Huckabee. Huckabee, but he has lots of cash, I see. So Mrs. Huckabee, I'll be. Though Nellie's married now, she worries just the same. Her friends admire her frocks, but now laugh at her name. She says, I'm Mrs. Huckabee, Huckabee, Huckabee. It's an awful name, Miss Huckabee, but still I get my dresses free.
Online, we can play his song now.
Yeah,
clear. Okay. Very good. You want to introduce it?
I guess I can do that.
Okay.
A piece that I wrote back at the end of high school, but we've been talking about it over the holidays. So made sort of a performance version of it to play on the keyboard there.
And it's called Maywash.
Thank you.
I like your augmentations.
Well done, Robin.
Wow. We loved it.
Lots of good
beautiful
images out of that one.
Mm-hmm. Always been one of my favorites.
But it's really changed. I'm in the middle of it, really. It's nice. How warm is it there, Robin?
I can go check the thermometer if you want.
Well, wait, I'm frozen.
In
the 50s?
How did you get your music here? I don't understand.
He attached it to email.
Magic.
Internet.
Yeah.
Well, 52
outside right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We're
jealous.
It's clear as if you were
next
door.
We're
supposed to get dinner to the snowman.
Put it in there.
But
we're nice and cozy and warm.
You guys ready?
I don't say
California is cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I don't sing, but I remember the words to, there was an outfit called the American Association for the Advancement of Atheism, and it was kind of the turn of the century, and they made up words to, one was to the doxology, and there was a lot of verses, and I remember only one.
Oh.
The first one was, praise God from whom all cyclones blow, praise him when rivers overflow, praise him who knocks down church and steeple, sinks boats and ships and drowns the people.
Jim and Lisa, you want to?
Is Robin on Skype?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that free?
Yes.
How does that work?
You have to have Skype at both computers at both ends and connect via the internet.
That doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. You did it. You didn't need the
internet. Yeah, had it set up.
Oh,
so
boy.
Robin was one of the people listed, so it worked.
We always choose songs because there are very few that are in my range. So I'm afraid this one is, the first one's a little bit depressing, but we'll sing it anyway. It's by Kate Lowe. Talks with
where the grass grows high and the shadows fall, where my eyes can see all the colors in the air, so quiet that the wind whistles in. Dolphin song. I know everybody's exhausted, but at least it's a little more cheerful. I hate to end on such a somber note.
You got one more, Paula?
Yeah, Paula.
It's up to Carl. I don't need to sing again, but I think you should hear a line of clarinet.
Oh.
This may be a first at the musicale. Voice and clarinet. And you've heard this melody earlier this evening.
Play this once a year. You sing more often.
The song or the clarinet?
Clarinet.
Didn't you play just a couple weeks ago?
Well, yeah.
I counts as two at a time.
You ready?
I'll sing one more. And I'll read you the English. This is called While Two Remain, Trouble Die. The one this heart of mine loves best lives very far from here. And oh, the longing in my breast that poisons all my cheer. Riches are naught but illusion. Beauty is soon on the wane. But love as pure as steel is sure will last while two remain. No girl was ever chosen yet like her whom I desire, and should I e'er my choice regret, then freeze the very fire. My loved one lives beyond the sea. God grant that she be well. I love that land wherein she be beyond what words can tell. Riches are naught but illusion, beauty is soon on the wane, but love as pure as steel is sure will last while two remain.
just do two verses.
Two verses.
Oh, you're just
on
the chords anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Mair hona garvang haloni am hetho the aman be a hirai thamai quality am gnai than sult ba sil ka vois need you on do vera glended need you on pa and cariad pyr sydd fel y dyr an par y trafodau mae fanwri ein dros y thi gobeithio ei bod Rwy'n caru'r tîl lle cerddo hi tan wraedd fo'n halon fath Cafoedd nid yw ond offeryd Glendid nid yw yn parhau Cariad pyr sydd fel y dyr yn par y trafodau.
Through
it all.
Well, I think we should end with a round of happy birthday.
Yeah.
We have a song leader.
I think it's you.
I have not believed you.
Give us a
word.
Happy birthday, the leader.
Can you play happy birthday for
my mic?
F.
What key do you want then? G?
G would be better.
Incidentally, our daughter's birthday is today.
My sister's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear heart. Happy birthday to you.
Everybody here for this.
Music
is always so wonderful.
Bob,
when
is your birthday?
The 11th.
The
11th? I'll tell you.
The 10th.
The 10th. Oh.
One day apart.
Both passed.
10th and the 11th.